What up? What up?
What's good, man? What's goody? What's goody? How you feeling, bro?
Excellent, excellent as always. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. You know, it's the end of the day. You know, it's the end of the night. You know, for me, I'm just looking forward to this dope conversation we're gonna have. You know what I mean?
You already know. You already know. Well, I just wanted to ask you before we even get deep into this thing, because you have a very from the outside looking in, you have a very successful, very abundant marriage and relationship there. So are there any pointers that you could even point out that might just before we even dive deep into this? Because I think that's very, very needed for a lot of people.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that, man. First and foremost, yo, good looking on that. I would say, man, there's no real recipe, right, for success, but I would say that, you know, that your spouse, you know, should be your friend. You know what I mean? First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause being in love, it goes through different cycles. You know what I mean? That's what people, a lot of people don't understand. Like, there might be times where you're not, you know, on fire for your person, right? But as long as you're that's your friend, you love them, you respect them, you guys can like move through those phases, you know what I mean, of you know what I'm saying. Yeah, man, you know, communication, that's what everybody says, right? But like, it's really true. You know, like, you got to be able to understand what's going on in your own internal world, you know what I'm saying, and then be able to communicate that to your spouse, you know what I mean, in an effective way, so that they can understand where you're coming from. So that's been a big thing, you know, for me, just like realizing what I'm feeling, you know what I mean? Understanding it and then trying to communicate that the best way that I can, you know. And it's a work, I'm a work in progress, bro. Like, my wife will tell you, like, you know, I can
Of course.
communicate very easily about a whole bunch of other shit, you know what I mean? Like, talk about the moon and the stars and how the brain works and stuff, you know what I mean? But when it comes to like my own personal emotions, you know, I sometimes I struggle with that.
I definitely feel you on that. I definitely
Yeah.
feel you on that, 'cause it's like we were raised where we as boys and men, we weren't supposed to have emotions and
That's a
stuff.
fact, bro. That's a fact.
So it's like years of unprogramming, like, oh, it's okay to feel this way. Because
Yes.
years you felt it, I shoved it to the back, time to do
Yes.
something else. But
Yes, bro.
that's definitely a key. Because I could talk about that stuff all day too. Talk about that stuff all day. And then when it comes down to explaining myself, it's like, well, yeah.
Right. And
I
not
could
to
tell
say,
you about you and everything.
yeah, and like, and then it's so crazy though too, because like as men, it's like we're still human, right? So like we feel all the emotions, right? We feel the whole range of emotions, whether you're talking about, you know, joy, pain, sadness, shame, right? Disappointment, all those things we feel that, but it's like how effective are we at like acknowledging it within ourselves and then communicating it. You know what I mean? That's a whole nother thing right there.
Whole different field.
Right, bro. Facts.
That's definitely. Well, I did bring you on to talk about how we could not get to a breaking point. Point, just basically talking about the whole will situation. It's just I personally feel like it was just a breaking point. Yeah, it was wrong time, wrong place, but at the end of the time, when it's the last straw, it's the last straw. It don't even matter where it's at.
Man. And like, that's, man, it's the whole Will and Chris Rock thing, man. It's like it's really polarizing, right? Like people like picking sides and who was right, who was wrong. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But like, I think what you said is very important. Like, part of me feels like it's fake, but at the same time, I love what you said about, you know, when you get to your breaking point, like it doesn't matter like where you at. It doesn't matter what's going on. Like you could be at a wedding, you could be at an award show, you know what I'm saying? You could be at dinner. It doesn't matter where you are, 'cause like your body is just like going crazy. You know what I mean? And you gotta get it, you gotta get it out. You gotta get that energy out. You know what I mean? And it's not always the best way, right? 'Cause when you're angry, right, they say your IQ drops like a whole bunch of points or whatever. But
Wow,
yeah,
I didn't
like yeah, they
even
say
know
like when you get mad, your IQ drops. But I don't know what was going on with Will, man, because like we know him to be, you know, super calm, collective, you know, intellectual, you know what I mean? Like passionate, yes, but like controlled, you know what I mean, at the same time. So like seeing him walk up there and like slap the shit out of dude, you know what I mean? And then just walk back to his seat. Like I was taken aback, like, yo, did that really just happen? Like,
yeah,
Will going off like that, bro. You know, and but to your point of like breaking point, man. You know what I mean? Like, somebody was telling me that they listened to his they read his book, and he was talking about throughout the book he was talking about how he felt in a lot of times in his life that he didn't defend women.
Wow.
Yeah, like whether it be his mom, whether it be like women in the neighborhood. Just a lot of times he felt like he didn't defend women, and there was a lot of shame and disappointment around that. So not to you know, give him like a pass or anything, right? Because you know, to see like, you know, him feeling like maybe I don't know how he felt, but you know, we could see Jada's face that she wasn't with it. You know what I mean? Like she felt a way about the joke or whatever, you know what I mean? Whether we feel like it's a joke, it shouldn't be taken so seriously, but you know, she felt a way. So, you know, plus what's going on with him, you know, him in the media, you know, Will and Jada in the media and how everybody cracking on him and the crying memes. And, you know, bro, like he's not a real man, like she got his nuts in a jar and all this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, so like it's a lot, you know what I mean? And like Maybe he felt like he needed to defend her in that moment, you know, in the most extreme way possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, but you could just tell that that's very different than what we're used to seeing from him, right? So that tells me that he was triggered. You know what I'm saying? He was triggered in a way that he couldn't control. And he snapped.
Yep, that's what I was thinking too, because even his apology speech, like, after he was all apologetic and all that, it was like he was talking about how even I, you know what I'm saying? Even I have a breaking point. Like, I mean, it makes sense to me, because as an intellectual, I've been there before. Like, I've blacked out before just from holding stuff in and not talking about stuff. I could definitely understand, like, oh, he just was like, nah, dog, that's enough. And then he just played that role where he had to be a super strong, you know, very masculine father. You know what I'm saying? Like,
was just like residual energy for sure.
That's what I felt like. Because even when he was walking up there, he called him King Richard when he was walking
up
there.
He did. Oh, King Richard. Yeah, he did.
So it was
I thought that too.
It was like, wow. So,
and that was definitely a King Richard reaction, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah. But it's crazy, man. I think I love your perspective on it, because it's letting us have a larger conversation, right, around like men's emotional intelligence, men's mental health, right? Like you said, like holding things in, you know what I mean? There's really no safe space for men to express, you know, the emotions that are like traditionally ascribed to women, right? Like when we feel sad, we're not supposed to talk about that. When we feel afraid, we're not supposed to talk about that. You know what I mean? Like when we feel, you know, incapable, we're not supposed to talk about that. You know what I mean? Like, and society tells us that we're not supposed to talk about that. And sometimes even our spouse, you know what I mean, doesn't want to hear that, right? Because they want to maintain a certain like image of us in their head, right?
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's a lot that, you know, that makes us want to hold things in, you know, and you, like you said, bro, like you end up blacking out, you know what I mean? Because like it's not healthy.
Nope, it's not at all. That joint is crazy. I learned that joint at a like young age. Like I remember I blacked out a couple times. Like there was one time I couldn't even go to work. Like I was just done after that. Like, and it was just like, all right, so now what am I supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
Now I like I try to like sometimes I feel like I over-explain myself sometimes just to like try to get it out. Like I know there's people that don't want to even ask me certain questions because I'm going to give you my thought process and why I came to this answer. And it's just like that's just how it is now. Like now I just talk. Like I used to just get mad, shut down. I'm not silent to you. I'm not saying nothing to you because guess what? I can say something that'll potentially hurt your feelings, and that's not what I meant to say. But I was angry at that moment. I used to just shut down. It was just like, oh, that's it. I'm not saying nothing else. And then I'll act like nothing happened.
Yeah. And then we're talking about mental awareness, right? And when we feel stressed, right? You're gonna talk about the chemical like mechanism of it all, right? Like when we feel stressed, cortisol is running through our body, right? And cortisol is gonna do one of three things. It's gonna make you want to fight, it's gonna make you want to flee, or it's gonna make you freeze. You know what I'm saying? And like, and that's just based on like, you know, how you coped with things while you were growing up. You know what I mean? So like some people fight when they feel stressed. Some people shut down, like you just said, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And some people just run away. I can't talk about this right now. You know what I mean? And they just run off, you know? So in that moment, you know, going back to Will, it's like, you know that there was some cortisol running through his body. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And he decided, he was like, nah, I'm gonna fight on this one.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
You and like, not to say it is right or wrong, not to say it is right or wrong, but it's like that's just, you know, this is what happened.
Yeah, it's for me, it's more about of the understanding on why those events took place. Like that's not a person that will just get up and just start slapping people for no reason,
right?
Now I was reading something earlier where. Now he's about to go to a rehab and all this other stuff. Personally, if you ask me, it was just so he could try to play crazy so he could get some of his stuff back. Because now they're canceling his shows, his movies. It was like that.
Yeah,
really?
I heard.
Like all that's all it took was just a slap on our award show for decades of art. Just being erased, and it's not like he just did stupid things. He did really deep pursuit of happiness, like
seven pounds. Talk to me, nice.
So now nobody gets to see these messages because of a breaking point that we all have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like that joint is just I just find that joint crazy, like. And then, but to go back to the cortisone thing, the first time I actually heard about that was Eddie Griffin actually said it on one of his stand-ups.
Oh, shoot. Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, like he be dropping jewels. I like
Eddie Griffin. Like, Eddie Griffin is super aware.
Yeah, and it was just like, it was like, when he said that, I was like, oh, my goodness. And he was talking about how people were dying from, like, high cholesterol. And how that leads to it, because now you got all that cholesterol built up in your system and you didn't do nothing about it.
It's a lot, man. Like, it's a lot. I'm just thinking too, like you were talking about, like the sponsorships and all that stuff being taken away, and it's like you know, he was looked at and admired because he was like the good representation of black people, you know what I mean? Like Barack Obama type of thing, you know? So and he never really deviated from that, you know, for years. Right. So like now you see him like actually have a human moment that doesn't like make everybody comfortable. And they're just like, nah, we not fucking with you right now.
That joint is just crazy to me. Like, you're talking about a man's livelihood now. This is his art. This is how he feeds his family. Whether they're eating ramen noodles every night or eating daggone escargot every night, it doesn't even matter. This is how he feeds his family. And you just gonna take that from him because he had a breaking point after y'all been making fun of him for years and this man didn't say nothing?
Yeah. For like, years.
For years, just dragged through the mud. And even before then, talk about Jaden Smith and Willow and all that stuff. Like,
it's being been weird years. And yeah, what kind of parents are they? Yep.
It's been years you've been talking about the Smith family and he's been smiling.
Yeah.
So that's the one a great time point. that he's not smiling and he's like, yeah, all right, that's enough, guys. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh no, that's not the Will that we thought we had. That's,
yeah, yes, yeah, bro. And right. People talking about they feel traumatized. I'm like, how you feel traumatized from a slap? Like, you don't watch TV? Like,
exactly. Don't we have a slap off? Like they're making a sport? Like, come on.
They do. They be knocking people out. They be knocking them out and all that, bro.
Yeah, like, real talk. Got the females doing it now and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now he's traumatized because we traumatized on a world show.
I know.
Yeah. Like, and I thought Jim Carrey would have had a better reaction. His reaction kind of was
yeah. That threw me a little bit too. I wasn't expecting. Yeah. That. Yeah.
I was like, what?
Because usually he tries to take like you know the conscious approach, right? Yeah. Like, I understood his point about saying like Hollywood is spineless because they gave him like. They gave Will a standing ovation, or whatever, and they, you know, I understand that part, but like saying that what Will did was like disgusting and all that, like, bro, come on, man, like,
you can't be serious,
yeah.
That's really just, but yeah, the avoiding getting to that breaking point is a lot, and I feel like if people would just get to know themselves and know their triggers. No, you know what I'm saying? What doesn't necessarily make them feel good?
Yes.
A lot of stuff would be avoided instead of trying to just sweep stuff under the rug.
Yeah. I agree 100%, bro. Like, it's the self-awareness part, right? Like, it's like you said, like knowing your triggers, right? Knowing.
Yeah, are you aware?
Are you aware, man? Like, yeah, because like, are you being like, are you responding or reacting, right? Because when you react, it's like, now you're doing things that are not in your best interest. But if you respond, you know what I mean? Now you're conducting yourself in a way that is beneficial to you, right? You're in control of how you're responding. You know, you're understanding what's happening in your mind and in your body, you know? Because that's the other part too. People are like, we feel like things in our body. You know what I mean? Like when we get stressed, right? Be in your chest.
Yeah.
It'll be like your hands will be sweating or your armpits will be sweating. Your heart will be pumping. You know what I mean? And like if we're not understanding like, okay, my heart is pumping super fast right now because I'm anxious about this. You know what I mean? Like, well, if we're not aware of that's happening, then we're just going to, our heart is pumping. We feel the stress. And then we're going to flip on somebody. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. So it goes back to that self-awareness part. Like you hit that 100%, bro.
That joint is definitely going back to your point of I heard in a speech, it was a guy, he was like, you should be a thermostat and not a thermometer.
Sheesh.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Because at the end of the day, you know, the thermostat controls the...
Yes, sir.
Temperature of the environment.
Yes, sir.
The thermometer just takes the temperature.
I love it.
Just reacts to what's already going on around.
Mm-hmm.
I love that makes perfect sense right there.
I love that. You got to be the thermostat, not the thermometer. That's hard.
I think that's kind of
tough, you know, for empaths. Like, I'm an empath, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, it definitely is. You got to have, like, energetic boundaries.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
You got to have
healthy ways to decompress, you know what I mean? Like, I journal. Like, I've been journaling for years, right? I just started journaling again. And, like, it really helps with, like, sifting through, you know, your thoughts and your feelings. What thoughts are yours? What thoughts are from other people projecting on you? What are your feelings? What are feelings that you feel because you don't want to disappoint other people? You know what I mean? Like, as empaths, we feel all of that stuff. So, like, you know, definitely you got to have your tools. You know, you got to have your tool belt, man, for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. What are some of the tools you have in your tool belt?
Bro, yeah, like journaling really helps, man. Meditation, obviously. When I'm in certain moods, I go to certain music. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm feeling like kind of down, depending on what's happening, but if I'm feeling kind of down, I'll like be intentional about listening to music that makes me feel better. You know what I mean? Like music that has like positive affirmations in it. You know what I mean? Like I've been rocking. I've been listening to Londrell a lot lately. Free Soul, like they've been like setting the mood for me. You know what I mean? Because it's like it's positive. You know what I mean? It's fire music, but it's like it is positive. You know what I mean? So like if as you listen to that, like I like to listen to music like over and over too. You know what I mean? So like it programs me. You know what I'm
Me
saying?
too.
So yeah, like the
I'll play
music.
a song out real quick.
Nah, for real, like 20 times, and I'm like, nah, I need one more time to listen to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a frequency. You
Real
know what I mean? I want to
talk.
stay in the frequency. Yeah.
Real talk. Kid Cudi been hitting me lately. Like his songs, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I love Cudi.
Yo, he got like at least I got like because I pay for my YouTube, so they make a little replay
Okay,
playlist. And he got like the first four or five songs on my joint, like.
gotcha. Yeah.
And I'll just listen to them joints, and a freaking my queen, her daughter now is now singing. She be singing along with me now. Like
I love
it's just
that.
that joint is crazy. Like
Yeah, and plus we grew up in the church. I think his mother was a choir director or something like that. So like, a lot of his
oh
like melodies, you know what I mean?
wow
Like that's like heavily influenced from the church. Yeah, so
definitely. Definitely a lot, and it's crazy because some of my coworkers, I usually when I play certain music, I could tell where they are like on their spiritual path and stuff.
yes,
Because
sir.
most of the stuff I play is like music, like positive, like that song "Surfing" with him and Pharrell Williams. That joint's like almost 7 minutes long, but he just keeps on. He basically repeating like get off my wave. I'm on my own wave. I ain't on nobody's wave. And he just keeps on repeating it. Just keeps on repeating it. One of my coworkers was like, "Is he saying the same thing over and over again?" Yes, and I'm saying it too.
Yes.
Like,
Yeah.
just get off
Lock it
my
in.
wave. That is so crazy.
Yeah, so like music, journaling, meditation. When the weather's nice, man, I like to go for walks, like look at the trees and like the trees be talking to me. I look at the
Heard.
trees and like how they curve and how they bend, and I'm just reminded that like I don't have to be like perfect, right? Every tree is different, but every tree is perfect in its own way. So like it helps me to like
You need
accept,
to be perfect.
yeah, it helps me accept myself, when I look at trees. Those are really the main, those are like the main ways, you know what I mean? Push-ups too, you know what I mean? You gotta get the energy out, you know?
I feel you on that. I just got me a little chin-up bar and stuff. You definitely need it, because that joint is just, you got to move that energy
You gotta
sometimes.
move that energy, bro. Yeah, that's a fact, man. What do you like to do like when you feel overwhelmed or stressed or
Usually
anxious?
it's definitely music. I haven't been meditating the way I should be, but I have. Like I usually try to listen to my affirmations or like play some kind of meditation music while I sleep at least.
Love that.
That usually helps set the mood. I do meditate, so I do a little bit of
Okay, yeah.
food to help me. That definitely like sh that shit makes me it makes me see the world better, 'cause
Yeah.
like my BS meter is very, very thin. When my THC levels is low.
Oh, I got you. I got
So
you.
it's like everything starts to irritate me. And then I also recently found out that I dug into human design a little bit, and I also found out that I could make anything make sense. So with me making anything make sense, why I stayed in certain relationships so long.
Yikes.
I'm sitting here making up reasons for you so I could feel, okay, it's okay.
Yes.
It's all right. And all this whole time, you're not even nowhere near where I'm thinking about.
Yes.
So I recently learned that, and I was just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Cause that's heavy.
I could literally make anything make sense. I could think of a million. I tell people all the time, I could think of a million reasons not to get up and go to work, and I could think of a million reasons why I should get up and go to work. So it's like,
and then talking about breaking points, right? Like, because resentment is a big catalyst for us, reaching our breaking point. I love what you said about, being able to explain, things away. And like, I think a lot of us do that to a certain degree. And then when we're tired of doing it, then all this regret comes up. You know what I mean? All this anger of like, it's been 5 years and I was putting up with this bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that just helps, that gets you to your breaking point, like very, very quickly. You know what I mean?
Definitely. It definitely do. To help to avoid that, I'd rather look at lessons that I've learned instead of time that was wasted. Because that's usually good. when you look at time that's wasted, you're like, wait, hold on. Especially now, everything is changing. Time is changing. Energy is changing. So things are going way faster.
Quicker. Yeah.
It's like, wait, there's no way. Like, dang, it was just January. Didn't we just drop the ball?
Right.
Like, we already.
Right. We almost just halfway through. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, joints be like I've noticed, like, with that whole energy just shift, like everything's been just faster. It's like, whoa, there's no way. Like, I was just talking to my boss at the other day. She was like, dang, you've been working with us for 7 months? Like, wow.
Yeah.
It's been that long? I feel like I just met you guys.
Yeah, time be flying, man.
That joint is just crazy. But I definitely appreciate the knowledge, the gems, always.
Ah, man, no doubt, man. It's always a good build, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Excellent. You know we got to do this again. I love having these conversations.
Yeah, I like, because me and you could go like a million different directions, you know what I'm saying? So I love how keeping it trying to keep it, on one topic or, one thing, that's good, man. That's good for people like us.
Yes. Definitely Xbox achievement points.
Right. Facts. No cap.
Well, I definitely appreciate you. I gotta get some more merch from you. I'm working on that though.
Yeah, I see you got that pride hoodie, man. Appreciate you on that one, bro.
You already know. I had my eye on that joint for a minute.
That's one of the favorites.
There's another shirt that y'all been sold out for a minute that got the colors on it. I think it's a long sleeve shirt, but that joint, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely got to get some more merch from you guys.
Yeah, man. Appreciate all the support, man. For years, bro. Like, you've been holding it down. So yeah, man, we appreciate that.
I get inspired because you took that step. I'm like, oh, a clothing line with a message? Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I gotta support this. and I know this guy.
right. Facts. From the womb, bro. Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah.
But
man,
you enjoy the rest of your night. Peace and abundance.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, bro. Love and light all day, man. You know the vibes.
I'll definitely holler at you.
Okay, my boy.
All right, you be safe out there.
All right, man.
Bye, one.
Peace.